Good morning, and welcome to the only lifestyle show in the Lowcountry featuring guests, topics, and trends for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, the Trident Area Agency on Aging, and Holy City Hearing. And now your host, Rebecca Imholtz.
Good morning, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. Now, as a boomer, do you need information, guidance on services for you or someone you know that's a senior, such as information on long-term care or how to navigate the maze of Medicare plans? Perhaps you need support as a caregiver. Is there one place that you can go to and get information and knowledge? Today's guest can help. She is Linda Nair with Trident Area Agency on Aging. Linda has great information on how Trident Area Agency on Aging has information and knowledge to help seniors in many ways. So stay tuned. Now, as a baby boomer, if you find yourself or someone you care about wanting to turn up the TV volume, or you ask folks to repeat themselves because you don't always understand what's being said, well, you might possibly have a hearing problem. How do you know? What do you need to do? What is the latest in hearing technology options? Last week's guest was Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. Derek's also a sponsor of Let's Talk Boomers. There are so many options now to taking care of hearing loss, way more than our parents' generation. So learn about them and how you can try out a pair of hearing aids for free. Just check out letstalkboomers.com. Now, if you're a boomer thinking about starting a career in real estate for 2019, which happy new year, by the way, I meant to say that earlier in the show. Well, what do you look for in a company and what about the training as a realtor? Where can you get it? Or maybe you're thinking about making a move to a new home, either because you want to downsize or you want a home that better suits your lifestyle. Perhaps a home with less maintenance and one that's more accommodating as you age so you can age in place. Michael Washburn, who's the sponsor of Let's Talk Boomers, Michael can help you. He's a seniors real estate specialist, and Michael is a parent care housing specialist with Exit Realty of the Carolinas. Michael can also help you if you're thinking about a career in real estate for 2019 because he's with the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, which is right here in Charleston. The Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center can help you pass the real estate exam, and then it provides you months of training in marketing and lead generation so you can succeed, which is super important. They even now have online courses, so as a very busy baby boomer, you can take these courses online. To learn all about Exit Realty and the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, visit lowcountryrealestateschool.com. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the new year is here. Happy New Year. And if you want to look refreshed for 2019, then you need to check out the wonderful services and products by Dr. Sunny O Plastic Surgery Center in Mount Pleasant. Dr. O can help reduce the signs of sun damage with his IPL treatments, their photofacials. They can reduce sun damage and reduce fine lines. I've had 4 treatments myself. I've noticed a really big difference. And another great service that Dr. Sunny O has is Face Tight. It's like getting a facelift, but without surgery. To learn if Face Tight is right for you, schedule an appointment with Dr. Sunny O and his wonderful team in Mount Pleasant on Houston Northcutt. You can get a free consult, and you can decide if Face Tight is right for you. And you can learn about all the ways Dr. Sunny O Plastic Surgery Center has to help you look as young as you feel in 2019. Visit drsunnyo.com, S-O-N-N-Y-O.com. Now, as I mentioned, when we get back from the break, we're going to be talking with Linda Nair of Trident Area Agency on Aging. She has some great information that we all need to know about and where to get it as we age. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. We'll be right back with Trident Area Agency on Aging.
Do you need help finding senior resources? Are you a family caregiver that needs a break? Are you turning 65 and confused about the world of Medicare? There is one place you can go to for this assistance and much more. Hi, I'm Linda Narrett with Trident Area Agency on Aging, and we have services to help seniors and family caregivers. We are your local nonprofit serving the Tri-County area. Learn more about Trident Area Agency on Aging. Visit TridentAAA.org. Again, TridentAAA.org.
Do you hear sounds but you don't always understand what's been said? Do you want the radio or TV louder than everyone else? If you answered yes, you may have a hearing loss. Hi, I'm Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. At Holy City Hearing, we'll improve your hearing with the Hearing Aid Test Drive. Make an informed choice and hear what you've been missing. Contact us at holycityhearing.com. Again, holycityhearing.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Mackey, advisor and co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Our book, Medicare Blueprint, along with our workshops, is a just-the-facts approach to designing your Medicare benefits so you can take charge of your Medicare plan, save money, and make the best choices. Get a free copy of Medicare Blueprint by going to MedicareBlueprint.com or come to one of our free workshops. You can register at MedicareBlueprint.com. Again, that's MedicareBlueprint.com.
Are you a boomer thinking about a career in real estate and you want to succeed? Then check out the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center. Hi, I'm Michael Washburn with Exit Realty of the Carolinas. At the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, we'll help you pass the exam, and with our training center, we'll help you succeed. Classes are affordable and there's an online option. Visit thelowcountryrealestateschool.com. Remember, visit lowcountryrealestateschool.com.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, the Trident Area Agency on Aging, and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Welcome back. Good morning again. This is Rebecca M. Holtz with Let's Talk Boomers. Welcome to January 2019. And as I mentioned before the break, we're talking today with Linda Nairt of Trident Area Agency on Aging. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Rebecca. Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you on Let's Talk Boomers this morning. And as we start off this year in 2019, it is important to know about information and resources out there as we age. And that's why I'm so glad that you are not only coming on as a guest today on Let's Talk Boomers, but you're also coming on as an advertiser. So thank you for being a part of our family.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to 2019 and getting information out there to seniors and caregivers so they know who we are and how to get a hold of us.
Well, I am so glad that we're doing this show today because I've known you for a while, Linda, and Trident Area Agency on Aging, and it looks like a lot of your services have expanded. Let's talk first about what is Trident Area Agency on Aging.
Absolutely. We are your local area agency on aging. We're a nonprofit. We do serve Berkeley, Charleston, and Dorchester counties, and we focus on serving family caregivers, seniors, and adults with disabilities.
Okay, and how long have you been around?
Oh, we have been in the area since 1991.
I had no idea. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
Oh, my gosh. So in a couple of years, you're going to have a really cool anniversary coming up.
I hope so.
Oh, wow. So how did it get started?
It got started with the Older Americans Act in the 70s.
Okay.
Our government said there is going to be a lot of people aging at once, and we need a resource for them to go to. So the Area Agency on Aging were developed, and we serve Berkeley and Charleston and Dorchester counties, but there's 10 that serves the entire state of South Carolina, and there's over 600 nationwide.
Okay, so you're not the only one.
No.
And it came as a result of the Older Americans with Disabilities Act from the 70s.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the type of assistance that Trident Area Agency on Aging provides. One of the first things that comes to mind, because I do have an aging father, is what about the family caregivers? I encounter a lot of them all the time in my runnings around in the area. So is that something that you can help?
There are so many family caregivers, and it's very stressful being a caregiver.
Yes, it is.
It is the hardest job in the world, but it is also the most rewarding. And we know that caregivers need a break, and statistics show that if caregivers do not take a break, their health declines.
And that's not good if they're trying to take care of somebody, then they end up getting sick.
Oh, it's not. And a caregiver will take their loved ones to the doctor's appointment and make sure that they eat, but a caregiver will neglect their own care.
Okay.
So our focus is on keeping that caregiver healthy so that caregiver can call us and that caregiver can talk to us about respite. Now, respite is just short term, but it allows that caregiver that break that they need so valuable to their health. The caregiver can go out for lunch with a friend, go to a gym, or even take time to go to those needed doctor appointments.
Very good. So you provide respite care.
Absolutely.
Okay. So is there a fee involved?
We are a nonprofit, so we do have funding through the Older Americans Act for that. We may ask for a contribution because our funding is not enough to fit the needs of the community. Mm-hmm. So we may ask you to make a donation, but that just goes to extend our services so that we don't have to turn anybody away that needs help.
So I know you have many services that you offer. What is the website that the listener can go to check out not only your respite care for caregivers, but everything you offer?
Sure. TridentAAA.org. So that's Trident with three A's .org.
So TridentAAA.org.
Yes.
And you can learn about all the services. So let's keep talking about some of them. New caregivers, they're stressed providing care, and sometimes they also have to navigate the, I call it the Medicare maze.
Absolutely.
So can you help them figure out what plans are best for them and their loved ones?
We get calls all the time from caregivers that are taking care of their loved ones, and now they've also inherited their Medicare problems. And they don't know anything about Medicare. Yeah. A lot of them are not Medicare age. So they can call and they can talk to our SHIP counselor, who is the insurance counselor, and they can answer any questions about Medicare.
Okay. And my regular listeners know that we have Jason Mackey, who's the sponsor, who wrote a book called The Medicare Blueprint and Just the Facts Approach to Medicare. And I'm not ready for Medicare, but having read his book and then having Jason on the show, there's a lot to take in. And if someone can break it down for you and just help point you in the right direction, and Trident Area Agency on Aging can do that too?
Absolutely. And not only that, there are some Medicare savings programs that a lot of seniors don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So our Medicare specialists can help them apply for those. And the Medicare Part B premium right now, I believe, is $140 a month.
Okay.
So if a senior is low income, they can apply for assistance with that premium, and they may not have to pay for that at all.
Wow. Okay. That's really great information to learn about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got folks taking care of seniors, but sometimes we have seniors taking care of grandchildren in absence of their parents, unfortunately. So is there any help for those folks?
Again, respite. Because that senior needs to take care of themselves.
Yes.
And a lot of times they just don't have the time to do it. So, you know, we can help and maybe pay for a summer camp.
Oh.
You know, or an after school care. So that senior can have that time that they can take care of themselves. Again, it's maintaining the health and wellness of the caregiver. And that senior is a caregiver to those grandchildren. So we're concerned about that senior's care as well.
I don't think I really knew that you had the availability, the funding to help with the grandchildren's situation, which is seems to be exponentially growing too.
Yes, it is. It's growing rapidly, and we're really wanting to reach those seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know of a senior that is raising grandchildren, have them call us so we can help, or have them look at our website and get additional information.
Now, is there an income qualification?
We are not income-based, so we do not deny somebody based on their income. Again, we may ask for our contribution because we do strive to serve lower-income individuals.
Sure. And the Charleston area has a growing senior population. I mean, more folks are moving into the Tri-County every single day. I think last I heard was 40-some folks. A lot of those are seniors and baby boomers. So with all of these facilities that are now popping up, which seems like almost every week you learn of a new type of retirement facility or nursing, skilled nursing facility, can you help figure out for someone or guide them what's the best facility for them or their aging loved ones in terms of long-term care?
We are very fortunate to have the long-term care ombudsman as part of our office. The long-term care ombudsman advocates for residents of long-term care facilities, the licensed long-term care facilities in the Tri-County area. And we know that 60% of residents in those facilities never have a visitor. So they need someone to advocate on their behalf, and that is the role of the long-term care ombudsman.
60% never have a visitor.
60%.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
And we also have a volunteer program that goes with that. So if you do want to volunteer and go and sit with some of those residents and just to keep them company and listen to their stories, because they have some wonderful stories to share.
I love that. So there is an opportunity for the listener who can to volunteer.
Yes.
And again, what website would they go to contact you about that?
TridentAAA.org.
So TridentAAA.org, mm-hmm. and you can learn about, so far we've talked about, I know we've just kind of scratched the surface, but we've talked about that you provide respite care for caregivers, mm-hmm. you help folks navigate Medicare and help them determine what plans are best for them, and you also help with respite care for someone, a senior who's perhaps raising grandchildren
yes.
and needs a break. I think that's wonderful. And then if you're new to the area, or even if you're not new to the area, when you're trying to figure out what is the best kind of long-term care facility for your aging loved one or yourself, that's pretty overwhelming. And you've got long-term care ombudsman who can help mm-hmm. do that.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Now, let's talk about the senior who's in their home. And perhaps they're independent enough that they can live at home, but there is some worry about the type of nutrition that they're getting every single day. Mm-hmm. Can you help take care of a meal being brought to them?
Sure. Nutrition is very important, and we do provide home-delivered meals tri-county-wide. The senior would just need to call our office at 843-554-2275. We always need to speak with them because we do need to ask them some questions. Now, we also have the seniors that are in their homes, and they get kind of lonely and bored, and mm-hmm. they want socialization. So they can also call our office to see about maybe attending a senior center for a midday meal. And then it helps with nutrition, but then also to reduce depression because of the socialization and activities.
And we have a lot of senior centers that have opened up throughout the Tri-County as well. And they have snacks mm-hmm. and beverages there. A lot of times they bring in programs where a company might provide lunch.
Yes.
So I like that idea. Now, do you offer transportation?
Some of the senior centers, yes, we do offer transportation too.
Okay. Wow. So they will actually go pick them up at their home and take them?
Sure.
And then they can
have a midday meal and play some games and then have a ride back home.
Well, and my husband actually shared a Wall Street Journal article with me recently that said what a problem it is when seniors live by themselves and how depression sets in and it really affects them physically and mentally. And I'm like, I know that, but I had never seen. But the Wall Street Journal did a whole article about it. So that's awesome that with Trident Area Agency on Aging, in partnership with our local senior centers,
yes.
you're providing these seniors an outlet
yes.
to have socialization and better nutrition. That's a wonderful service. What about the senior that has limited income and unfortunately fresh fruit, vegetables, they're always more expensive than processed. Can you help them with getting fresh fruit and vegetables?
As a whole, our organization are certified information and referral specialists. And we do receive about 8,000 to 10,000 calls a year.
Wow.
Yes.
8,000 to 10,000 a year.
A year.
Oh.
So
that's a lot.
It's a lot. So when somebody calls and they tell us that, you know, they don't have food in the house, we'll ask them, you know, have you applied for food stamps?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, can you attend the senior center? Do you need a home-delivered meal?
I see.
And anyone that is getting assistance through us that is requiring financial assistance, we go into the home and assess them.
Okay.
And we do a holistic approach with our assessment. So whether we're going in there looking for them for some home-delivered meals or they're wanting transportation to a senior center, we're always asking all kinds of questions to see if there's any other type of assistance that we can help with.
Mm-hmm.
And we do about 3,500 of those a year in the home.
3,500 home assessments a year.
Yes.
Wow. And you have 8,000 to 10,000 calls essentially that you're taking.
Yes.
All right. So how do you do it? How are you funded?
We're funded primarily through the Older Americans Act, which is federally funded.
Mm-hmm.
We do receive some state funding, some local funding. We write grants and we take donations. We do have waiting lists for a lot of our services, which we don't like to have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a reality with the number of seniors moving to the area and the way people are aging. Our funds, unfortunately, do not match the need in the community.
You also have a wonderful resource directory. So tell the listener about that and where they can get it.
Thank you. I love our resource directory. We are information based, so there's no advertisement within the directory. So it's very easy to use. It has information for our seniors, adult caregivers, and adults with disabilities, tri-countywide. And they can call our office, they can go online to our website and order it, and we're happy to get that in the hands of the seniors.
And where is it already out there available?
It's not out readily available within the community. Some businesses may have them that they distribute, but we do not have it just sitting out available. We try to keep our funding primarily for our services.
Mm-hmm.
So we give it to people that are in need of it. So if you want one, give us a call or order online, and we're happy to have it.
And that number to call, is that the same as the earlier one?
It is. It's 843-554-2275.
So 843-554-2275. Get you directly to Trident Area Agency on Aging so that you can talk to someone about their services. Look how to get a copy of this wonderful directory. I love this directory. As Linda says, it has zero ads in it. It is just information.
Just information.
And a list of all the different services mm-hmm. out there. And I'll read a couple of the headings. I see medical equipment providers, libraries, legal assistance, mm-hmm. housing, home care, non-medical, mm-hmm. medical, and the senior centers that we were talking about.
Yes.
There's quite a number of them.
There are a lot of them around the area now.
A lot of them. And that website again, Linda, that the listener can go to.
TridentAAA.org, TridentAAA.org.
Thank you so much for being on Let's Talk Boomers this morning, Linda Nairt.
Thank you for having me.
I enjoyed it very much. I'm looking forward to learning more about Trident Area Agency and Aging as we progress in the new year. I know you've got a fundraiser coming up.
We do.
In March, and we're going to have you back on the show to talk about that. That's called Hippie Dash. Is that right?
It is. So everybody put on their tennis shoes.
And can the listener go out there and learn about that? Is it up on your website?
It is not up on our website yet, but I'll get it there soon. But it is Hippie Dash. And if you Google it, it will come up because we are in partnership with Palmetto Goodwill.
All right. Hippie Dash in partnership with Palmetto Goodwill and Trident Area Agency and Aging to help keep this wonderful organization going that is supporting our seniors and their families and caregivers and even the grandchildren. So
yes.
Thank you so much for being here again on Let's Talk Boomers. Linda Nairt with Trident Area Agency and Aging.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. If you think you have a hearing loss, contact us at Holy City Hearing. We'll give you a free hearing test, and you can try our hearing aids for free with our hearing aid test drive. Make an informed choice and hear what you've been missing. With the test drive, we put you in the driver's seat. At Holy City Hearing, we treat you like family. Contact us at holycityhearing.com. Again, that's holycityhearing.com.
If you're a boomer thinking about a career in real estate, then you need to check out the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, the premier real estate school in the Lowcountry. Hi, I'm Michael Washburn with Exit Realty of the Carolinas. At the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, we specialize in educating and training top producers around South Carolina so you can succeed. And we have an online class as well. Visit lowcountryrealestateschool.com. Again, visit lowcountryrealestateschool.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Mackey, advisor and co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Our book, Medicare Blueprint, along with our workshops, is a just-the-facts approach to designing your Medicare benefits so you can take charge of your Medicare plan. Save money and make the best choices. Get a free copy of Medicare Blueprint by going to MedicareBlueprint.com or come to one of our free workshops. You can register at MedicareBlueprint.com. Again, that's MedicareBlueprint.com.
Do you need help making informed decisions for your aging loved ones? Hi, I'm Linda Nairt with Trident Area Agency on Aging. We have information on all the aging services in the Tri-County area to help you decide on cost-effective and quality services so your aging loved ones can enjoy lives of dignity, confidence, and fulfillment. We are a nonprofit and serve caregivers, seniors, and adults with disabilities. To learn more about Trident Area Agency on Aging, visit TridentAAA.org. Again, TridentAAA.org.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, the Trident Area Agency on Aging, and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
I'm with Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. Derek, if I have ringing in my ears, do I have hearing loss?
Hi, Rebecca. That's a great question. If you have ringing in your ears, you may very well have a hearing loss. Also, ask yourself some more questions. Do you hear sounds but you don't always understand the sounds? For example, take might sound like bake, or dime sounds like time. Do you have a hard time understanding somebody speaking, even if you're facing them? Do you always ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do you want the radio or TV louder than everyone else? Do you avoid family and friends because listening is just too difficult? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you need a hearing evaluation. At Holy City Hearing, we will give you a free hearing evaluation. And if you need hearing aids, we'll work with you to find a custom pair just for you. And you can try it out before you buy it. We'll let you try a pair of hearing aids for a free test drive with no commitments.
That's awesome. And why do you offer this free test drive?
At Holy City Hearing, we understand that hearing loss is a very complex problem. We'll work with you to find a solution that best fits your hearing loss, your lifestyle, and your budget. We also have the latest in hearing aid technology, including digital and wireless hearing technology.
Where are you located?
Holy City Hearing has three locations to serve you in the Lowcountry. We're in Mount Pleasant, West Ashley, and recently just located to Somerville. Just contact us. HolyCityHearing.com. We'll help you hear what you've been missing, and we treat you like family.
That's great news to hear, Derek. Get a free hearing test and try out a pair of hearing aids with the Hearing Aid Test Drive. The Holy City Hearing Test Drive puts you in the driver's seat. You can hear what you've been missing. Contact HolyCityHearing.com. Again, HolyCityHearing.com.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, the Trident Area Agency on Aging, and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.